right, so it's an amazing day. We've got Scaramucci and Reince Priebus and Bannon and people trying to suck their own cocks. Can you imagine if Eric Holder had said,
oh my God, can you imagine if Eric Holder said that? Can you imagine about, if anyone in the Obama administration said anything even remotely close to that?
If Eric Holder was like, I was just talking to Barack Obama, okay? And he said, go get these guys, kill them, okay? I'm gonna kill the leakers.
Yeah.
And so then this guy comes in here, Jack Lew, you probably don't remember, he's the Treasury Secretary. But then this guy, Jack Lew, comes in here, I'm not trying to suck my own cock like Jack Lew. We'd be like, what the fuck? Right? No, look, everyone would have been fired immediately. Immediately, they'd already be fired. Anyone who said that on the record to a press about someone else in the administration, the Obama administration would have taken 13 seconds to fire them.
Do you remember when Barack Obama and his wife Michelle gave each other a fist bump?
And you mean the terrorist fist bump?
And conservatives lost it. Remember when they invited, was it Common? I don't remember.
It was Common.
When they invited Common to poetry night. And they're like, oh, gangster rapper.
Thugs in the White House. You got the mooch inside the White House going, I'm gonna kill the motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? You wanna talk about thugs?
It's amazing.
He's amazing. Like, we're like Cain and Abel. You know, you remember what happened with that, right? Okay. Common came to read poetry. They criticized poetry night. They called a fist bump a terrorist fist jab. Okay. Now look at what they've done to the White House. Trump is peeing all over the White House. Okay.
Didn't hire Russian prostitutes to do that?
I don't know. All right. So, by the way, now I think maybe that shit was true.
Honestly, at this point, I'm willing to believe anything.
Yeah.
Like, and by the way, I'm not actually willing to believe anything, but it's just.
Nothing seems unbelievable anymore.
Nothing seems unbelievable anymore. I mean, if someone would have told me during the campaign that this is what's going to happen if he gets elected, I would be like, there's no way. Like, he's a terrible person, but it wouldn't get to that point. But yeah. No, it's gotten to that point.
Yeah, so we have that going on. We had Vice President Gore in the House here. And so obviously in the postgame, we're going to talk about housing.
No, we're not talking about housing. We're not talking about housing.
The thing about Scaramucci, because there's one wrinkle. I had to look it up. Uh-huh. Who was the White House communications director when Obama first came in? And his chief of staff was, of course, the a-hole new mayor.
Rahm Emanuel, yeah.
Yeah, Rahm, right? Do you remember Dan Pfeiffer? He came in 2009. Nobody knows who Dan Pfeiffer was because he was the White House communications director under a normal administration.
That's right.
Imagine him making his name for himself, making the routes. I just came in. You know, you know what this guy? He sucks his own cock. He's a piece of shit. I'm going to get him out of here. He doesn't even know. There's another part of that New York article. He doesn't know that I have a direct ear to the president. I'll talk to the president. He didn't know I have direct ear to the president because he's going after Priebus. It's like you're openly saying that you're cutting behind the Reince Priebus' back to go direct to the president to get him out of here. And you're saying that openly.
Yeah, well, he did also openly say he's a front stabber. So
and imagine what Rahm would have said. Imagine what Rahm Emanuel would have said in response.
Yeah. So, and JR's exactly right. Look, you remember Robert Gibbs because he was the press secretary. He did all the briefings and he was on TV all the time. Dan Pfeiffer is the communications director. He's actually above the press secretary and he organizes all the communications. Now, if you're in Washington, you might remember Dan Pfeiffer and I remember him. But most of the rest of the country has no freaking idea who Dan Pfeiffer is because if you do your job well, they don't know who you are.
Yeah.
Right? Now the entire planet knows Scarface, right?
This is so crazy. Wow.
Okay. Anyway, right. But back to housing.
No, we're not talking about housing.
Okay. Chapter 37.
Some of our members understandably get annoyed when I complain about housing. And so I'm going to keep that to a minimum from now on. Okay.
Oh, really? I didn't even know that. They mainly seem to have your back.
Well, it depends. I mean, I don't know if it's a representative sample of our members, but like I listen to you guys. I care about what you think because you're paying for this. So I want to make sure you're happy. But I've gotten a lot of positive feedback regarding my complaints about the HOA because it affects a lot of people.
Okay,
for
folks who don't know, what's HOA?
Homeowners Association.
Okay.
So if you buy a house, you usually don't have to deal with an HOA because it's a house. Like you deal with everything on your own. HOAs are usually for people who buy like an apartment or a condo, which is what happened in my case, right? Anyway, so if you guys could recall, a while ago there were issues with the president of the HOA. She was being unbearable, and so I wanted to go into the HOA meeting, guns blazing, and just like just yep. let her have it, you know, like to give her a piece of my mind. And then I ended up softening up, and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna be nice, and maybe we can get along. And I'm gonna be living here, so I don't want to have bad blood with her.
So you did Dan Pfeiffer as opposed to Scaramucci.
That's right. That's right. And mm-hmm. I thought, okay, this will maybe make things a little better. And no, it did not. Okay. So now I have completely changed my mind. Now I'm gonna be stronger. And mm-hmm. And today was an example of that.
Why? What happened?
So today. The final part of this bathroom debacle, and I'm never remodeling anything again for the rest of my life. Ever, ever.
Wrong.
No, never again, because it's too, unless I actually own a home.
Okay.
And I don't have to deal with all this nonsense.
Over under is 7 to 13 remodels she'll do the rest of her life. Anyway, keep going.
So I get a call from the contractors, and they're like, we're downstairs with your countertop. That's all they had to do, just install the countertop for the bathroom vanity, okay?
Wait a minute now, I hope they're not going through the front door.
Okay. Oh, I'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
So I was, you know, they're like, can you come, you know, bring us upstairs? I'm like, absolutely. So I leave my place, and then I have to walk by the elevator, and I notice that there's a man working on the elevator. And so I realize that's going to be a problem because I'm not on the first floor. They're going to have to bring this countertop upstairs. Yeah. And the countertop is 101 inches long. It's mm-hmm. a very long countertop, right? And it's also very heavy. It's made of quartz. And so I'm like, are you working? Is the elevator out of service right now? I need to know because of this countertop situation. And this guy that I've never met in my life starts yelling at me. And he's like, you know, I couldn't even understand what he was saying. He must have been having a bad day because he was like, you know, yeah, you know, I have to take this plate off because they're gonna come and they're gonna change the mirror in the elevator and this and that. And like, I don't know about your guys. I don't know about your guys. You know, time is money. He said, time is money to me. And I'm like, yeah, motherfucker, time is money. I'm fucking here when I should be at work right now. Okay, so yeah, time is money and I gotta get this shit done. And so I was like, okay, and I didn't lose it on him. I was like, okay, no problem. I just wanna understand what the situation is because I gotta communicate with these guys and let them know what's happening. So are they able to use the elevator at all? And he's like, no, they're not. And I was like, okay, fine. So I went downstairs and I was like, here's the situation. You might have to take this countertop upstairs, just one flight, okay? And they're like, oh, no, we can't take it up the stairs. We're gonna have to come back a different day. And I was like, no, please don't come back a different day. Like, we gotta get this done today. So I go back upstairs, talk to the elevator guy, and I was like, listen, can they just use it for 1 minute? They just have to bring up this one counter, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, you gotta hurry up. And I was like,
thanks God, great, let's
okay,
do it.
Yeah. And I was like happy, I'm like, he's being a dick, but it's okay, I'll be fast. So okay. I go downstairs and I was like, okay, you guys have 1 minute. And they're like, no, we need it for 20 minutes. And I'm like, no, can you guys go talk to this elevator guy, right? And they're like, okay. So they go and they talk to him and they're like negotiating time, right? And so so the guy brings up time is money again. And I'm just like, I was like,
it would have been up by now.
No, exactly. And I was like, we're wasting time right now. At that point, I lost my patience. I'm like, we're wasting time right now. Okay, go get the countertop right now. Go. That's what I said to the guy. Uh-huh. I was being a little difficult at that point because I was like, I lost my patience. So anyway, they go. They luckily get the countertop upstairs.
Oh, thanks God.
At that point, there's other material that they need, like backsplash or whatever. And I'm like, I will help you carry the backsplash upstairs. Okay, mm-hmm. I'll do whatever you need. So it's a mess, but the reason why the HOA is an issue is because if I need to scratch my ass, okay, mm-hmm. I need to write a letter to the HOA. Dear HOA president and board, I would like to scratch my ass at approximately 5:30 p.m. after I get home from work. Is that allowable in the property that I just spent my life savings on? Is that okay, right? Mm-hmm. But they don't let me know that they're about to work on an elevator, and so hey, you might have some plans and you might need that elevator. Like, give me some notification. Just let me know. Put a letter up. Put something up in the elevator so I'm aware. They didn't do that. So I lost it, right? And then I'm in my apartment. The door is open and the HOA president just walks in. She just walks in, doesn't knock. She just walks in. She's like,
what
Anna.
What is she, Alex Jones?
Probably, yeah.
Anyway.
She walks in and she's like, I need to talk to you, Anna. And I go up to her and I was like, right now is not a good time. And she was like, well, you know, your guys are walking through the lobby. And I stopped her and I was like, I don't care if they're walking through the lobby, okay? Why didn't you guys notify me about this elevator situation? This has been a complete disaster. These guys are mad at me. Like, they were mad, you know? And I'm like, you guys need to notify us if this is gonna happen. And I was like, every little thing that I need to do, and I literally told her, I was like, if I need to scratch my ass, I need to ask you permission, right? So why is it that you don't notify the people living in this building that this is happening, that this kind of work is happening? Uh-huh. And then besides which, you know why they stopped the elevator for repairs? It wasn't actual repairs, it was all cosmetic shit. They wanted to like remove the mirrors in the elevator.
So I'm super curious, what did she say?
Well, it was funny because she came in guns blazing, and then I was like ranting so much that it like disarmed her, which I didn't expect. I thought she's feisty, so I thought she would come back being equally feisty, but no, that did not happen. And one of the other things I said is, why are you guys wasting money removing mirrors from the elevator when the hallways look like someone took a 1980s dump in it?
Oh my God, okay, yeah. This shit went nuclear.
No, what no,
you, I all of a sudden, Scaramucci's in the building.
No,
he was like, I come into this HOA and I'm wondering what you're doing, China, da da da.
No, amount of money that they waste, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And she was like, oh, you know, I think that there's a crack in the mirror and maybe that's the reason why they're doing it. And no one notified me that, you know, they were gonna come and do this repair. Otherwise, I would have let you know. And it's the management company, and I'm gonna call the management company and figure out what's going on right now. And
then she's she was responsive.
She was responsive, but then she brought up the lobby thing again. And she's like, they need to walk. I was like, do you understand that in the middle of all this drama, the last thing I'm fucking worried about is the piece of shit carpet, which by the way, also looks like someone took a 1980s dump on it, is gonna get dirty. Oh, the carpet's gonna get dirty. By the way, the carpet is literally dark brown, okay? And so look, I get it. You don't want them to walk through the carpet, okay? Which by the way, should be replaced because it looks like shit. Okay, but like in the middle of all this drama, the last thing I'm worried about is where they need to enter from and what kind of maze they need to go through just to get this goddamn countertop to my floor. So anyway, the HOAs are the worst. They're the worst. Don't do it. Don't do it. You're thinking about it. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's the worst decision of my life.
Just calm down. Don't worry, you'll make worse ones. So, all right, last two things on it. One is that.
Oh, hold on. And in the middle of this, as I'm lifting heavy material up the stairs, a woman who lives in the building that I've never seen in my life before, okay, I'm carrying heavy material helping these guys. She's coming down the stairs. We're not in her way, right? We're leaving enough space for her to come down. She comes down and she's like, what's going on here? How is this gonna work out? Right? And I was like, that's none of your fucking business.
You said that?
Yes.
Oh my God. Scaramucci is in the house. Man.
What the? Why would it be any of your business? Are we asking you to carry this material? No. None of your business.
Man, you are on fucking fire, man.
I'm just
man.
Done.
You were on edge
I'm
there.
Just done. I'm done. I'm
well,
done.
I think you were. Okay. This is not over. So. They're gonna come back at you, heavy man.
I don't care. I don't give a
so
fuck. I'm done.
You're. This is.
I'm moving back to an apartment, and this is I'm mooch selling versus, this shit.
This is Mooch versus Priebus. Okay. No, it's out in open. We're in open warfare now, and they're never gonna let it go. That's their.
I don't care.
They just that became the greatest soap opera of their lives. They're like, this shit is better than General Hospital. Yes. Brace for impact. Here we go.
I'm the antagonist. I know. And like the thing is, I just want to live my life. I don't want to talk to anyone. I'm never in the common areas. I work, I come home, we're quiet. Like we're keep to ourselves. We keep to ourselves. We just don't want any drama. And
yet,
they make it sometimes, so difficult.
Yes, sometimes you walk on the carpet.
Oh my God.
And you have used the lobby. I mean, I don't know. You claim you keep it to yourselves, but there's your footprints on a carpet in the place.
I hear what you're saying, but I think you're closer to the end than you were today, this morning, before this happened. She eased up a little bit. She's gonna push again, but as long as you keep guns blazing, she's gonna go, I can't deal with this woman. She's gonna kill
me. Let me ask you something, and I'm not trying to give you attitude. I know that came out very attitude-y. Okay, so here's this woman. She literally has. Nope, she has no more power than I do. We both own units in this building, right? So who is she to tell me, like, how is she to be like, you can't do that? I pay my bills. I pay my fucking bills. I pay my mortgage. I'm sure I pay my HOA fee.
There's no way there isn't some piece of bylaw that doesn't give her power over you. I'm sure that that's
fuck that bylaw.
Okay,
and
if they
want to get me out, I will leave. I literally will leave because I can't live like this.
Don't encourage them. Don't encourage them because that would be like the adventure of their lifetimes.
Here's what I won't do. I will not pay a fee or a fine. I will not do that. But they've made it so unlivable there that I am now genuinely, seriously considering leaving.
Okay, this is not going to end well. Okay, so super last things because I really got to go. JR, we got a nice little bet here, okay? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You're thinking she's closer to the end. I think the fight has just begun. Okay, so just note it for the record, it's okay. And I won't take the customary $20 off you.
I mean, you know, it's exchanged back and forth a little bit. I have no problem with taking your money, but I'm just saying it's hard to know when things are over, you know? So
okay, all right. Yeah, no, it's very hard to determine. But they're going to come back at you really hard because that's going to dig into her. She's got nothing better to do. Then she's going to meet the lady in the stairwell. And then they're going to have the fucking tea of their life. They're going to have tea. They're going to be in an apartment. They're going to They are, and they're gonna be like, she said what to you? Oh my God, we gotta do something. So this is, trust me, nowhere near over. Okay, and then finally, this postgame has been enormously worthwhile for two words that are now going to be part of our lexicon. Mm-hmm. The Xiao Xiao one, the minor one, is fresh and fruity attitude. Okay, attitude is a great word, mm-hmm. and I will use it from going forward. But really, the best one. Someone took a 1980s dump on that. Why a 1980s dump?
Because everything's brown. Everything's dark brown.
But what 1980s were because the time of my lifetime? It's 1980s
the
brown.
The 1980s might have been the time of your lifetime, but stylistically speaking and aesthetically speaking, it was one of the worst decades in American history. And so that's what the common areas look like. The common areas have not been updated since 1980, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so no. Going forward, if something sucks, somebody took a 1980s dump on that place. you heard it here first.
All right.
Sometimes things, you know, phrases come into the lexicon and people have no idea where they came from. Like 420, somebody did a whole history of where 420 came from and why it's for smoking pot. Well, when they do that history, it started here. She was the first one to take a 1980s dump.
I didn't take it. I complained about it.
You just noted it. Yeah, that's right, to be fair. All right, guys. Much love. Check out Aggressive Progressive in about a half an hour. We'll see you guys tomorrow.